From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. law enforcement officials say the Afghan-American accused of bombings in New York and New Jersey is facing new federal charges, including using weapons of mass destruction and an attack on a public place. Authorities say Ahmad Khan Rahami bought components for the explosives on eBay and bought cell phones to trigger the devices from a store near his home. The charges against Rahami include planting a bomb in a New Jersey town Saturday, forcing authorities there to cancel a charity road race. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Based on the indications that we've seen so far, it does appear that this is an act of terrorism, and that's why the investigation is being conducted the way that it is.
Rahami is also facing charges of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was arrested Monday in Linden, New Jersey. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton attacked each other Tuesday as unfit to carry the U.S. fight to defeat Islamic State jihadists. Clinton and Trump will square off in their first debate next Monday at a New York university. The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments on the topics of America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. Local leaders in Pakistan and Afghanistan say they are seeing a resurgence and regrouping of Islamic State fighters in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region. Afghan forces, aided by U.S. bombers, reportedly intensified attacks on remote mountainous ISIS positions on Tuesday. Afghan and U.S. coalition forces recently cleared many areas of ISIS militants in a number of districts in eastern Nangarhar province. But tribal leaders told VOA ISIS has recaptured several remote villages bordering Pakistan. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama hosted the first-ever Leaders Summit on refugees in New York City Tuesday, saying the world is facing a crisis of epic proportions. Mr. Obama urged the leaders not to turn their backs on those in need.
To slam the door in the face of these families would betray our deepest values. It would deny our own heritage as nations, including the United States of America, that have been built by immigrants and refugees. And it would be to ignore a teaching at the heart of so many faiths, that we do unto others as we would have them do unto us.
The president said the worst global refugee crisis since World War II is first and foremost a test of the international community's ability to stop conflicts. Mr. Obama rejected criticism by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Republican leaders in Congress, calling for a complete halt to the admission of refugees from Iraq and Syria and other countries embroiled in conflict, saying they pose a security threat. Prosecutors, or rather protesters, clashed with police and shut down a major highway overnight in the eastern U.S. city of Charlotte in the state of North Carolina after a black police officer shot and killed a black man at an apartment complex. Police said officers were looking for another person Tuesday afternoon when officers spotted the man who was killed with a gun. Family members say the man was unarmed. For a time, police used tear gas to try and control protesters. About a dozen police officers were among those injured during the demonstration. Search and rescue teams in Indonesia are trying to locate people impacted by deadly flooding. Torrential rains Tuesday night triggered floods and landslides on the Indonesian island of Java, killing at least 19 villagers. Indonesian authorities said on Wednesday that about 1,000 villagers were evacuated to army barracks and other temporary shelters. The United States sent two strategic bombers to South Korea on Wednesday in a show of force to North Korea following its recent nuclear tests. While flyovers are common during the higher-than-normal animosity on the Korean Peninsula, landing in South Korea is unusual. U.S. deployed B-1 bombers 8 days ago to send a message to Pyongyang, but they returned to Guam without landing. A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to stand trial on charges of corruption and money laundering. Lula denied all the charges against him. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.